And now more controversy, this time over war memorials. In Santa Barbara, California, volunteers from the group Veterans for Peace have been installing one on the beach. They hope to remind people of the human cost of fighting in Iraq. This public memorial is being copied in other cities across the country, and reactions vary, as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
A boombox recording of taps plays next to the wooden pier of pedestrians and cars at Stearns Wharf here in Santa Barbara. And from here, people who are passing by can look out over a field of small wooden crosses, 769 of them, each representing an American soldier who was killed in Iraq. Stephen Sherrill is a member of the group Veterans for Peace. It was his idea to create what is now being called Arlington West.
The intent is to bring attention to the terrible price that we're paying for the invasion and occupation of Iraq, and to give people a visual representation of what 700 plus extinguished young American lives looks like. The first installation was on November 9th of 2003, and we've been out here every single Sunday since then, watching with horror as this thing has grown and grown and grown. We've added over 300 new crosses to this installation since we first started it.
When you look out over this field of crosses, what do you think?
Well, it's pretty gruesome if you look across there and see. I mean, all these are kids, most of them, and, you know, now their families don't have them anymore.
This makes me angry towards our government. It's a waste.
It's just dying for nothing.
This reaction is not shared by everyone. Meredith Leva is married to a Navy officer and is founder of a website for wives of servicemen.
Military families have become cynical when they suspect political motives behind it, and this is definitely one example.
Leva says she had a similar reaction earlier this month when ABC News anchor Ted Koppel read the names of the fallen soldiers on television. And she agrees with President Bush that photographs of returning coffins with the soldiers should not be shown to the public.
The genuine military community typically does not get involved in politics and greatly resents their names and faces and sacrifices being used for political purposes.
But at the beach in Santa Barbara yesterday, the family of Michael DiRamondo said they were touched by the public memorial.
That's our son.
Tony DiRamondo, his wife and daughters were here to pay their respects to Michael, who was just 22 when he was killed in January. As a flight medic, he and his companions were shot down while transporting injured soldiers. Tony DiRamondo said he realizes that to some, Arlington West is a protest, but he thinks of it more as a memorial, something that should be seen by all.
If they are making it a political issue, more power to them, because that's what our freedom and our democracy is about. It's the right to do that. It's the right to dissent. And so if they want to protest the war, God bless them. Let them.
There's also a sign at this beach memorial that asks people to remember the U.S. soldiers who are wounded, and another sign that notes the number of Iraqi dead, 30,000 so far. It says if there were a cross for every Iraqi who died in the fighting, the entire beach would be covered. I'm Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Santa Barbara.